It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Restaurants are now allowed to open for dine-in service, but at 50% capacity. Governor Polis says places should expand their outdoor seating or use parking lots to accommodate customers. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez reports it's not that simple.
Denver has received more than 400 applications from bars and restaurants for the city's patio expansion program. And as of Wednesday, just one business has been approved. Part of the logjam is that the city has to inspect the restaurant before it's approved. Bierstadt Lagerhaus in the River North Art District is close to getting its extra space approved. Chris Rippey, the owner, says he's excited to have people back, even with the new health safety rules. But still, he's concerned about whether tables will be filled come Friday. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
New unemployment claims in Colorado are down for the sixth week in a row. More than 15,000 people filed for unemployment benefits in the state last week. That is down a couple of thousand from the previous week. The industries most affected were largely the same as in previous weeks: food service, health care, and retail. More than $95 million was paid out in benefits last week, about five times the amount during the height of the Great Recession. The number of cars on Colorado roads is still rising. Here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
Traffic volume on Colorado's interstate system has risen by an average of about 360 vehicles a day since April 1st. Back then, the state was still under a stay-at-home order. In central Denver, northbound I-25 now carries about 100,000 cars a day. That's up by about 40,000 compared to 2 months ago. Overall, traffic volume is still down about 20% statewide. Over this past Memorial Day weekend, the vehicle count at the Eisenhower Johnson Memorial Tunnel on I-70 hit a 20-year low. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Dinosaur National Monument in northwest Colorado is planning to open more access for camping and river trips. Starting June 7th, all of the monument's roads and trails will be open. Free permits will be available for backcountry camping, and a number of campgrounds will be open with drinking water and restrooms. River trips will also resume. Most launch dates have already been assigned this season, but remaining ones will be given out first come, first served. Across the state, temperatures are getting warmer today and into the weekend. It's in the mid-70s this afternoon around Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.